I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, HYPERTHETICAL.
Can you hear me? Yes, you can.
Of course.
My God, I'm quiet. If I talk quiet, it's so quiet. Sorry.
Yeah, if you talk quiet, you are quiet, JoJo.
I am not quiet.
No, but
I actually oddly kind of am.
Quiet?
Like, I can be really loud or I can be so chill.
Yes, when it's just you and me. Hi, welcome to Rachel Uncensored, the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. I'm here with one of my best friends, JoJo Siwa. Say hello.
And as of now, the only place you can find an uncensored version of me.
Say fuck.
Fuck.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, whenever it's just you and me at your house, it's the
That's
chillest
gonna be a
thing
TikTok sound.
Oh, so is that.
Yeah, he wanted to join.
Yeah, my girlfriend Abby is playing with JoJo's dogs in the corner. You might hear a bark. It's fine. Yeah, it's going to be a TikTok sound.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah.
You were gonna say anytime I'm at JoJo's house.
Oh, every time at your house, when it's just you and me, it's chill.
Yeah. But I'm calm. Believe it or not.
I am calm, you guys. I am so
I swear. No, but really, like, when it's just me, like, I'm so content just being, like,
oh,
mad chill.
Oh, yeah. And you're someone that is very fine being alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
You like kind of thrive on it.
So chilling. My mom all the time will be like, hey, like, we're going to go to the store. Like, do you want to come with us? And every time, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
Why? I don't want to leave you alone, honey. I'm okay. I swear.
You want to be alone.
Yeah,
you
I'm chilling. I'm great.
Yeah. Yeah, you're an introvert, which is weird.
Yeah.
You recharge being by yourself.
Yep. But then when I'm like an extrovert, I'm like the most extreme and like the like.
Oh, yeah. When you go out, you're performing.
Yeah.
Every time you leave the house, you have
every
to perform.
Every second.
All right. Well.
That's what I love doing.
If you don't know JoJo, she's very mature for her age. And we were talking about this when I walked in. We were talking about relationships and business-wise, human-wise, you're very mature.
I've kind of always been like far beyond, even like just in school, like very, when I was in kindergarten, I was at a third grade level. Like I've just been, I graduated when I was 15. Like,
yeah, I was
going
to say, didn't you graduate high school?
Working since I was
early?
Nine. Yeah. Yeah. Like I've just been very far ahead. I say I'm 10 years ahead. When I was nine, I was getting my first job, which some people do at 19. You know what
yes.
I mean? And so just very far ahead, but not in relationships.
He's a newbie.
I'm a newbie. And yeah. Like, it's because I never had junior high. I've never gone to prom, gone to homecoming. Like, my mom was saying to me, she was like, if you would have gone to homecoming, you would have had 8 dates with 8 different people.
Yeah.
She's like, you've had 2 girlfriends. Like,
Yeah.
You're so beginner in Loveland. Like, you have to go a little bit easy on yourself because I'm very hard on myself.
Yeah. Well, you're a perfectionist.
Yeah, very much so.
And a little bit of control issues.
I honestly have
control issues.
I think everybody in their own way has a little bit of control issues. You know, mm-hmm. I think, of course, everyone wants to have control of their own life.
Yeah.
That's my problem, is I want complete control over my life because I feel like everybody should. But in the reality of the world is I'm never going to have complete control of my life. I don't want to control your life. I don't want to control Avery's life. I don't want to control my mom's. But mine I do. But there's so many pieces that go into my life that I can't control.
Yeah, because you have people in your life.
I have people in my life. I have the world watching my life. I have business behind my life. My career is my life. And so I have the reality of my career that affects the reality of my day-to-day life. Like, yeah, some people go to Subway and work, and then they go home at night and they never think about their job again until the next morning when they go out 9 a.m.
Yeah.
My work never ends. It's a blessing, and it's the best fucking job ever, but it never ends.
Yeah, like, this is your time off right now, and I came over and recorded a podcast for work.
Yeah, she didn't want to hang out with me to be friends. She wanted to record a podcast with me.
Yeah.
Hi!
Oh, buddy is here. Hello, buddy.
He's just going to come and slowly sit.
But also, since you weren't Star,
it's not going to happen, girl.
She thinks it is. But since you didn't go to, like, public high school and stuff, you didn't also get to witness relationships of people your own age.
Exactly. And, like,
I was your friend.
You were my friend. And that's the thing. Starzy, girl. It's not. Look at here. You want this pillow? Do you want this? Go get it. Distracted her for a second.
It worked.
No, that's exactly right. And, like, I was surrounded by you and your sister.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. I watched your sister in Stockland, for example. I watched their love story come to be. And that's like, I'm watching a 30-year-old fall in love. And it's much different than a 19-year-old falling in love.
Oh, it's very different.
Very different.
Yeah. With each relationship, you learn something else about yourself and about how other people work.
Boy.
Oh. Okay. Usually I don't have many boys on this podcast, but Buddy is fine.
He is gay.
He is.
Not to out my dog, but have you seen his collars? He's got two
flag collars. I just thought he was an ally. Ally.
You could be an ally or you could be a little fruity.
All right. I asked the internet questions and then I just opened up my phone and it's a picture of me and it's really pretty.
How beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. You're stunning.
Okay. Random questions. Is your concert tour going to be anything like Fletcher's?
Anything like Fletcher's?
That was the question.
Word. I hope it's half as fun as Fletcher's. Oh my gosh, her concert was amazing and a blast.
I had a lot of fun.
So much fun.
Yeah.
I loved her singing a cover of a Britney Spears song. I do think I'm going to steal that.
Please!
And maybe sing a Britney moment.
That's going to be my favorite song. No offense.
Yeah. Get out of here. You haven't even heard my new music.
I know. I want to. I just read her board of all of the titles of the songs.
Yeah.
And every time I read one, she goes, oh, you're going to love that one.
Yeah. You're going to love that one. There's a few that
What is the vibe of it?
It is very much so what I've always wanted to be. And I think people, you know how much I love Miley Cyrus, Lady Gaga. And I'm very particular on, I want my music to be danceable, but not like a
kid dance,
like a dance song. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
it just
yeah.
is creative. It's very creative. It's a little dark. It's a little deep, but it is like,
it's dark.
The meanings are
The
meanings of the songs. And like, when you really listen to some of the words, oh my gosh, there's this one too that you'll love. I think
I have to listen to one before I leave.
You can listen to one before you leave. Okay, I can give you 10 second snippets of four if you want.
Oh, I want 4 minutes snippets of all of them.
Okay, great. We can give you that. Whatever we have time for, I'll give you.
Okay,
we can just go in the car and jam. I love doing it. It's very much just pop. I call it gay pop.
Okay.
And it's everything that I've always wanted it to be. And it's turning out. In the beginning, I'll be honest, I was terrified. And I got the first feedback and I was like, I hate it. I can't do it. I was like, this is not what I want. This is wrong. This is awful. And now I'm like, whoa, it's happening. Like, it's perfect. I love it. I'm obsessed with it. I can't figure out what I want to put out first.
Because you have to release them one at a time. I forgot about
that.
Or you can Beyonce it and just drop the whole album.
The whole thing. Yeah. The release is still up in the air, what we're going to do for sure. But it's going to be very well thought out.
I know that there's some artists where they're the albums or whatever. What's it called? Who owns your music?
The record label.
The record label. says you have to make TikTok dances to the song. Do you have to do that?
I don't, but I'm going to.
Well, yeah, you're going
And I actually thought about this the other day. Like, I want to be at a concert and I want people to be able to know the whole song. And I think a thing on TikTok is you know 5 seconds of the song.
Yes.
You know? And like, what I love about Megan's song right now, Made You Look, is it's the whole chorus is the famous part on TikTok.
Yeah.
And now you're going to go to her concert. That song's going to happen 4 times, or that chorus is going to happen 4 times in that song, and everyone's going to know it. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
That's what I want for my music. I don't want a, like, as love Taylor Swift, absolutely love her, but the only thing that I know is it's me. Hi. I'm the problem, it's me.
Yep,
if I went to her concert, that's the only thing I would know.
Yeah, I don't know anymore.
You know what I mean? And of course, I'm not I'm not her number one fan. But I think she's awesome.
But
and
that's
I
what
love
you hear
her.
On TikTok.
And but that's what I keep hearing.
But you want other people to hear on TikTok about your song is all of it.
Is a lot of it. Yeah, yes. That's my goal. Will it happen? I don't know. I guess I know Bejeweled too. I love Bejeweled. Because I'm stuck in the room and I'm a Bejeweled and I'm a Bejeweled.
Oh, I know the tune.
I'm a Penny.
Yeah. Oh, I know that song.
Yeah, I
but
love that.
That's
one.
My issue. Every time I go to a festival or concert, I know that of a song. I go, I know this one.
But you know the TikTok part.
Yeah, and that's
it. And so, like, I really want to make sure that that TikTok part is like the TikTok part.
Okay.
Because it matters. It does matter so much today.
Yes. It has to be viral on TikTok, basically.
Yeah.
I know nothing about recording albums.
Okay.
It's like the one thing I don't know. I kind of know how everything else in the world works. Like, do you write the music or the songs? What happens?
So, yeah, a lot of it I write. I wrote a lot, actually, with Megan Trainor, which was freaking
really
awesome. Yeah, we wrote the one that you were like, oh, what's that? And then I kind of started, like, doing it a little bit, the one that's, like, the numbers.
Yeah.
She wrote that one with me. She wrote a lot of your favorites will be ones that Megan wrote.
I love her as a musical artist. I think she's phenomenal.
So freaking awesome, and she's even better of a human. She's
really? I love that.
She is... like literally older sister to me. She's like you and Colleen I'm closer to as friends older sister, but she's like mentor older sister vibes.
Oh yeah, she's like in the industry and stuff.
Aww. It's like that same sort of feeling.
Okay, so you guys like write the lyrics and the tune?
So we normally all like we'll get together like for that squad there's two writers and then a guy named Paul has like his whole like producer team. Mm-hmm. And then it's me and the two writers, and we just kind of like it. Normally, I'll start with like my idea, or they'll pitch an idea and be like, "How can we relate this to you in a way?" Because it's I always want to be singing about something that's real to me.
Yeah,
something that makes sense somehow in my life, even if it's not about me. Say I'm writing it, and I'm like, I feel like this is something that like Rachel would sing about Abby. You know what I mean? It's like I have to be able to relate it to something for it to feel right.
Yeah.
So we'll do that, or I'll come up with the idea and be like, "Here you go, go." That one really confusing one that I had to explain. I've had that title in my head since I was 14. And I've waited and waited and waited to give it to just the right person. And I have this girl who's incredible who I just give her a title and she runs.
Yeah.
And I gave it to her and I was like, holy shit, girl. Like, you did this.
And
like,
you had to explain to her what that title was.
Mm-hmm.
Very confusing.
But
once you explain it.
But she's the only person that's quirky enough like me to like understand. Like, oh, I get that. This is the vision behind it. Like, I didn't even really have to deep dive into it.
So when you don't record the song just like once, you like go back and like redo stuff.
Yeah. So it depends on the song. Sometimes I do one day on a song and it's done.
Okay.
Other times I'll do a day and then we'll listen back and be like, we can make this better or we need to add this to it or let's double this or let's change this. Sometimes I record it and it's like, that was a shit day. We need to go back.
Okay.
Some of them, one song I recorded 6 different versions of. And it's not even one of my favorite songs. We just kept re-recording it.
Oh,
to make
it's
it
not
better.
Your favorite because you don't like it. Like, well, it's just like you didn't like the recording, so you had to keep redoing it.
No, at a time it was my favorite. There's just been like better since then, I think.
I love that for you.
Yeah, I love it for me too. It's so good. It makes me so happy.
When does the album come out? When does
That's
the song
come
out?
That's a great question. I wish I knew. The original date was July
of this year.
So yes. July, like 4 months ago. I came off of tour in March and we were like, we're releasing in July. Let's go.
Yeah.
And then July came and we were like, not happening.
It takes a long time.
Well, and what happened was is I got home from tour and I had sessions scheduled for like 3 days later. Because they were like, you're going to want a break. And I was like, no, I'll be fine. Like, let's go right into it. I want to push this out.
No, you need a break.
And I got home from tour and I was hit by a bus. Like, I literally was like, whoa, I need a break. And I didn't even realize like how much I needed
tour
it.
Tour is hard.
So hard.
People don't realize that. And you know, a lot of people record new albums while still on tour for their old ones.
Insane.
I don't know how they do that.
It's insane. Yeah.
Like, no wonder they all burn out and like get sick and have strep throat and all that stuff.
Yeah. Oh my God. I remember I got my vaccine, my booster while I was on tour. And I literally, like, I got it and I was, sometimes the vaccine, the booster or the vaccine will like put you on your ass for a couple days.
Oh yeah. It always takes us out.
I was down for a week. I was
from the booster?
It was so bad. I'll never forget it. I literally got the booster and I was like, fine. It was like a day off and we had a double day off. So like we were like, let's get it on the first day off. So that way, like, we're good and we'll have like a day to recover. Next day was a show day and I woke up and was like, I don't know what I'm gonna do today. I don't know how I'm gonna get through this. Dead ass. It's 10 minutes before the show. I've been crying all day. I'm so I can't move. It wasn't like I was like stuffy, had a cough. It was like,
no, your body aches.
I literally was like, couldn't see out of my eyes. My throat was closed. My arms were cold and like shaky. And it's you like couldn't touch me because I was so sensitive. It was fucking awful.
Yeah.
Crying on the floor 10 minutes before the stage. I'm backstage 30 minutes
this
before my show.
This is a great ad for vaccines. Get your booster today.
I'm really, really promoting how great these things are right now. They are. They do so much good for the world. But it whooped me on my ass. Anyways, I'm laying there. It's 10 minutes before the show.
Uh-huh.
I'm backstage at least 30 minutes before my show every time.
Yeah, I have you're all these, set and ready.
I have my rituals. I have to check my thing. I have to do, I have a handshake with every crew member. It's like a whole ass process. I do 3 dances while I'm backstage. Like, say a prayer. We check the audience. We make, it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
10 minutes before I'm on stage, I'm still in my dressing room, sobbing my eyes out, laying on the floor. And my mom comes up to me. She's like, JoJo, honey, like, we're gonna cancel the show. Like, you cannot go on stage right now. Like, you don't feel good. Like, it's okay. We can reschedule. And I literally was like, no, it's not. And I, like, I dead ass stood up and grabbed my phone. And my mom was like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm running my Dancing with the Stars dance. Pressed play on my Argentine tango for Dancing with the Stars. Ran up by myself. Jenna's nowhere to be seen. And I was like, let's fucking go. I'm ready. And I went backstage and my whole crew was like, sure you're okay? Like, are you
everyone's
sure?
Stressed.
And I was like, I'm fine. I'm fine. Stop babying me. I go out and I like, I'm squatting, like getting ready to like go up on my toaster, right? Like in the beginning, it's just an
The first, you start with a massive jump.
Yeah, just and I'm like right there and I'm looking at my stage manager and I'm like, here we go, buddy. And normally I'm like pumped up. I'm like telling him what the city
was.
Yeah,
you're getting
like,
other people pumped up.
And I fucking hit my beginning pose and I didn't feel anything for an hour and a half.
You kind of go into a different world.
Came off stage and I literally, Ezra had to carry me back to the dressing room. I couldn't move. I couldn't talk. I was crying. But you would have never have known.
No, you got through it.
Never would have known on stage.
You're a professional. You're a performer.
I love it. I can't help it. It's like in
you
my blood.
You and Colleen. There was a show where she passed out and then went back on stage.
Yep.
She was just like, hey, Rachel, come here. And then I went on stage. I was like, what is happening? And she's like, your turn. And I was like, okay, everybody. I'm standing on stage. There's like 3,000 people looking at me. I'm like, this isn't part of it. I look over. Colleen is down on the, in the wings. And I was like, well, my sister's dead. So I'm going to just keep entertaining these people.
That dog who's there.
Yeah, I did. Who does the best Miranda impression? I was pulling the shit out of my ass. And then I look over 10 minutes
that's
later.
That's also a good job, too. Like, that's like, that's not fucking easy to think. My brother couldn't do that.
She's trained me well.
Yes, she has. She
and
has
then I look back over 10 minutes later and she goes, and I'm like, and Colleen's back. And then she came on and finished the show.
It's what you do.
I have no idea
like,
what
that's
happened.
What I tell my girl group now, too, is I'm like, you got, sometimes you just have to put your big girl panties on and fake it. Like,
oh, fake it
we did
make
this
it
shoot
always.
Here and it was freezing and they were cold and they were all sick and like it was an awful shoot and they're all just standing outside so cold and I was like, you guys, I know it sucks. And like, they're like my precious little angel babies.
Yeah.
And I was like, it sucks. We have 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I was like, let's fight through this 10 minutes. Let's get through it. Put your big girl panties on. Let's finish strong. And then immediately they're like, yeah, let's do it. Like, you know how they are. And so
they'll do anything you say.
Yeah. And they just want to be happy and they want to do good.
Little cuties. Someone asked if you regret cutting your hair. I don't think that's a thing.
I don't. I'm very much so enjoying growing it back. It took me a long time to like it. And
when you first cut it?
When I first cut it.
I thought you liked it off the bat.
I did. There was a few people in my life that didn't really like it. And
I remember that.
It was really hard for me to like try and like it around them because I knew they didn't like it. But I eventually got through that and got over that. And now I freaking love it. It's so fun. it's fun to style. I love the length that it's at right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you like this length that you're at better than when you first cut it?
I like the back length. I would cut the top a little bit right now, but I really like the back.
Okay. I'm into it.
I don't know. I'm chilling. I feel like when I release my music, I'm going to want to cut it back to how it was.
Oh, you're going to have short hair for your music.
It's kind of like the feeling. It's like, because by the time the music would come out, it's going to grow even more.
Yeah.
And so like, I don't want like a little like bob when it comes out. You know what I mean?
I'm like, still having trouble picturing like what the theme of, like what is your, because like, I just know that your dream tour with candy canes and lollipops and sports and glittery costumes. That's not the vibe, right?
Well, it's not. Okay. No, it's definitely not the vibe, but I will never, ever, ever be able to go put on a bland thing.
I know like, that. I know that.
It's going to be like, it's going to be baby JoJo at 20. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what it looks like.
Because like Lady Gaga doesn't put on anything bland ever.
Nothing bland ever.
Yes.
It's like the other day when I put on that Elton John costume to go to the thing. Did you see it?
Yes.
My orange costume.
The world saw it.
The world kind of, yeah. It was a pretty moment.
You had horns.
I had horns. It was amazing. I had horns. I had wings. I had sparkles. I had fire. It was great. But I was like, this makes me feel like I'm ready to go on tour right now. Like I didn't feel like baby JoJo in it. I felt like badass in it.
Okay, so it's still gonna be sparkles bling in your face, but it's not gonna be like candy.
It's gonna be like girls and gays and sparkles and rainbows, but not candy and not unicorn.
Okay.
It's gonna be a star, not a heart.
Are you gonna put it on your face? You're gonna put a star on your face?
No, I had too much fun doing just like fun makeup this time.
Okay.
Yeah, I have way too much fun getting like super creative, but like I've thought of like music videos for some of my songs.
Yeah.
And like one of my music video ideas that I had is like, oh, what song was this for? I can't think of what, maybe it was the one song that I'm thinking of, but like I'll say this because it doesn't matter right now because I'm not saying the music, I'm just saying a creative idea that I had. So it's like, I'm not exposing anything, but like I want to do this music video where like I have these like glitter claws on, like think Freddy Krueger, yeah, but like sparkle.
Okay.
And like there's a bunch of people, humans facing the back, and like it would probably be men because I would want you to like really see their backs.
Okay.
Or women, and everything would be obviously covered and proper, but I want to see a back, and like as I'm just in the air going like this with my glitter claws, you see them like getting spliced with glitter and like oozing glitter.
What?
I don't know.
I'm into it.
Would I play you the song?
It's dark but glittery at the same time.
And it's just like, I want to do stuff that's like, oh, she went there. Oh, okay. She did that.
Like, I like that.
Oh, that's the vibe. It's like, I think people are a little afraid to be different right now.
Yeah.
And I've never, ever shied away from being different.
No, you do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Regardless of what anyone else thinks. I love that.
Wacko.
Oh, man. I'm so intrigued by your album and the music. I'm intrigued by all of it. I think we all are.
I hear something. I'm so excited.
I know. I just like, because the only thing I think the world has seen of you is the Dream Tour one. Yeah. So.
And don't get me wrong.
Which was amazing.
Thank you.
That was the best concert of my life.
Thank you. Don't get me wrong. I love that show with all my might. Literally before I put this shirt on, I had my Dream the Tour hoodie on.
She's like, wearing an Avery and JoJo hoodie, just so everyone knows.
But before I put this on, I literally had my tour hoodie on. Like, I love that show. I think about that show. I'll run dances when I don't want to like run for cardio. I'll run my old
show.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Like, if I'm singing on the treadmill, I'll sing Out of the Park, Worldwide Party, Time to Celebrate, to Pass Time. Like,
I love a Worldwide Party.
Oh, it's great. It's a great moment. All the different languages. It's like, I love that show. And that show was my heart. Sorry. New question.
I was sorry. I'm just preparing for when there is a lull.
Give us a lull. What's the
No, I'm just. Oh. So I have I'm being an interviewer.
You're good. You're a good interviewer.
Thank you. I try. Well, since there's a lull.
Awkward silence.
ZocDoc. ZocDoc is our sponsor for today. Are you that type of person that knows how to treat themselves? Nothing too intense, but when you're getting a pedicure, yeah, you'll opt in for the extra 10-minute foot massage with green tea-infused lotion because you deserve it. Or you do Economy Plus because you need that extra legroom on that plane because you deserve it. You treat yourself to the top options with everything in life, then why would you settle when you're finding a doctor? It is your health after all. Enter ZocDoc, the place where you find and book tens of thousands of top-tier doctors, all verified patient-reviewed. Don't settle. Go for the best and find the right doctor for you because you deserve it. We all deserve it. And with ZocDoc, you got more options than you know. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is just between 24 to 72 hours. That's it. And you can even score some same-day appointments. So if you want to check it out, go to ZocDoc.com/Rachel and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/Rachel. ZocDoc.com/Rachel. Home Chef is our sponsor for today. I personally always love to talk about what we should have for dinner. But then, like most people, that question turns daunting. And inevitably, we always end up ordering takeout because we take so long to figure out what we want to eat that by the time we figure it out, it's too late to start cooking. And even when you order food, it never is super satisfying. And it wastes so much money. So if you rather have a home-cooked meal without the dread of the what should we have for dinner question and planning ahead and going grocery shopping, then Home Chef is the perfect answer for you because they make it easy and they save you money. They do this while still having fresh ingredients and chef-designed recipes delivered right to your doorstep. It couldn't get easier than that. And they have multiple options, whether you prefer a classic meal kit with pre-portioned ingredients and easy instructions, or speedy, really quick recipes for less than 30 minutes. There are oven-ready kits with pre-chopped ingredients or microwavable meals that assemble in minutes, which is usually my go-to. They have you and your whole family covered. And if you're like me and have a particular dietary need, don't worry. They have 30 options a week that serve different dietary needs. So you don't have to worry about what to make ahead of time. And for a limited time, Home Chef is offering my listeners 18 free meals plus a free dessert for life. And of course, free shipping on your first box. Go to homechef.com/Rachel. That's homechef.com/Rachel for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. You heard that right. Homechef.com/Rachel. You must be an active subscriber to receive the free dessert, but that's for life.
What's the one thing you wish more people would understand? Is there anything? You have like, the mic. I don't know. I just have that. That's all they've said.
About me or about the world is what I'm trying to decide how I want to answer this.
About the world.
About the world. I like that better.
Okay.
I wish people would understand that people have different beliefs. And it's no secret that I'm in a little hot water with Candace Cameron Bure, Candace Cameron right now, CCB.
DJ Tanner. That's all I know her name as.
Yeah. It's no secret. But I think a lot of people, when I replied to her and made comments about her and have talked about her, have taken it as I don't like her beliefs. And that's not the case. I don't mind anybody in the world's religious beliefs.
As long as they don't cause hate.
Exactly. And I don't believe in pushing your religious beliefs on somebody.
Correct.
That's something that I'll never do. I'll never push somebody to do or say or be exactly how I feel because that's not the position that they're in or that's not the position that I'm in, you know? But like with the CCB situation is you're making a movie specifically to not have gays in it and to specifically show that gay marriage is not traditional and it's not the great American family and we don't support it. Yeah. That's what you're doing. You're not just being like, oh, yeah, you can make a straight movie. That's totally fine. Like,
there's a million.
There's a Boring. Million. There's a billion. It's not fun. But like, but it's not okay to make a movie to purposely not.
Yes.
And that's where it's a little fucked up. And so I think that that's something that I wish the world understood is everybody's a little different in a little different situation with a different past and a different future and a different presence. And it's okay if you have different beliefs. That's why the number one things you don't talk about at family dinners are politics, religion, and money.
Yeah. Just you don't. But yeah,
it's, talk about how good the turkey is.
Yeah, I always said like anyone can have any religion, whatever.
Yeah,
obviously we have freedom of religion here. Just as long as it doesn't cause hate or negativity, exactly. It's not a bad thing.
Exactly.
I have no problem if someone is any religion, as long as it's not
and not limiting trying to someone else. Push it onto you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like yes. That's where it's like.
Correct.
Do your thing. Live your life. Yes. Have the best time.
What's the best part of being gay? Someone wants to know.
The best part of being gay is the sarcasm pass.
You have to have a pass? You have to be gay to have a sarcasm pass?
No, but you can get away with a lot more sarcastic shit when you're gay.
I've just always been extremely fucking sarcastic.
And you've also been extremely fucking gay.
Touché, you little bitch. I didn't know I got a pass though once I came out.
Think about like a man versus a gay man.
Yeah, they're different. They're a different breed.
They're a different breed.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I feel like we're on an inside group. Like, I'm answering my own question.
Go for it.
I feel like we're in a little group.
It's like a little squad.
It's like a little squad.
And it's like,
we're cooler. Yeah, we're like, are you in the same squad as me?
Yeah, we get it. Yeah,
it's like a little members only kind of shit. I love
it. It's like an exclusive gym.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, I feel like I'm a part of something now.
Yep.
Yeah.
I do agree with that.
You know, that and the sex, but. So I want to know if you're going back to YouTube.
Back to YouTube.
Do you want to downgrade your paycheck? Go back to YouTube.
Get out of here. It's interesting because I never did YouTube for the money. I did it for, I genuinely loved it. And I'll be 100% honest about that because at a point in time, the money for YouTube was amazing.
Oh, it was.
Unreal. And then all of a sudden it came tumbling down. It's for all creators, but for kids especially because they didn't want kids making money and then the parents taking it, which my family never did. But that does unfortunately happen to a lot of kids. And there was no kid vid laws like there are now that protect the kids, how there is in the Hollywood industry. They didn't have that yet for YouTube.
Yeah.
And so like I was very affected by that because I was a huge kids channel. And so I, for the last 2 years that I really strongly did YouTube, didn't really make a lot of money. And I didn't really do a lot of brand deals either because I had my own brand and I didn't want to promote, you know, LOL Surprise because I have my own doll and I don't want to compete. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to promote my competitor. So I couldn't take brand deals. So I really did it for the passion. Truthfully, I stopped because I just got so over busy. Like, I wish I could go back in time and just have those days where I got to film and edit and upload and care about my content that went out there. But now if I did it, you know, it would just, it wouldn't be good content. And
you have no time to do anything.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. And it sucks, but it's amazing at the same time.
I always said if I like had a bagillion dollars, I would still want to post YouTube videos every once in a while just for the fun of it.
Because
it is fun.
So fun.
If you do something stupid with your friend or
it's
like
amazing.
It can be a really, really good time.
Right. And my problem is like I could hire somebody to film and edit for me.
Yeah.
But then it's not me.
Your stuff. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, you like to edit. I forgot about that.
I like to edit. I like to film. God, I used to upload 10 days a week on YouTube.
That's like currently what I'm doing.
It's
a lot.
Nuts. Yeah.
It's a lot.
Crazy.
I'm doing 9 to 10 a week now.
It's insane. Like that's not
easy. Too much. It's too much. But you know, it's what it is. Someone asked, how do you deal with rejection when dating or trying to date? Then that led me to ask, have you ever been rejected?
Never been broken up with. And
same.
Really?
Yeah. Nailed it.
I've never been broken up with. And rejected.
I don't think I've
been rejected. I mean, I've never like shot my shot and gotten shot down.
Like someone was like, no, thank you. I'm not interested.
Yeah, that's never happened. Ooh.
Ooh.
No, it did happen when I was 13. I was 13.
Son of a bitch.
Had a crush on a boy. And I made it so obvious.
Of course it was
a boy. Of course it was a boy. He was cute. He was a Nickelodeon kid. Thought he was really cool. He is really cool. But yeah, I would be like, want to play two truths and a lie? This is over text. And I'd be like, okay, two truths. Let's do two truths and a lie. And he'd be like, sure. He hated the ground I walked on. I'm sure I was so annoying. But I would be like, I have a crush on you. I think you're hot. I have 27 cats. Like, oh, which one's the lie? Like, I would make it so obvious.
That's so embarrassing for you.
I know. No wonder he didn't like me.
Oh.
But then I wanted him to kiss me at my 13th birthday, and he didn't.
He didn't?
And like all the Dance Moms girls were like, we're going to talk to him and get him to kiss you. And it's like, I'm not down.
Well, I think it turned out okay.
I think I'm much happier now.
Yeah.
Much happier.
He's a boy.
He's a boy. Yeah, I like girl.
Oh, yeah, you like girl.
I like women.
You're good. That's, I think, all the thing. Oh, no, there was nothing else. Do you miss having Jaden at home? Jaden's her brother. He moved out.
Yes, but no, because.
Uh-huh. Fuck him.
No, I'm so happy that he finally has his own space.
Yeah.
And he has his girl, and now he has a puppy, and he has a job. Like, I feel like we've had a perfect family. My parents have stayed together. My brother and I had a great relationship, but we did have a little bit of a fucked up family for a few years because my brother and dad lived in Nebraska, and I lived here with my mom. Yeah. And that was, like, I can't visualize my brother from when he was, like, I can't picture him from, like, 10 to 16.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It took me a long time to be like, why can't I picture him at these ages? And it's because I literally didn't know him.
Yeah.
So then we always say, like, from 16 to when he was now 22, like, we've made up all that time that we lost.
That's cute.
And so, like, that's why I feel like it was so nice for him to stay here for so long. But I'm so freaking happy for him that he's, like, got his life going now.
Yeah, he looks like he's thriving.
He's thriving, and it makes me so happy.
Good for you, Jaden.
We love Jaden.
All right. I think that's all the time we have for today. The dogs are barking.
The dog
so
said
that
thank you
works.
For coming. Guys, come here. Buddy, come here. Starzy.
Thanks for letting me crash your house.
Oh my gosh, anytime. Come over all the time.
Thanks for being uncensored with me. I love you.
I love being uncensored. It's so fun.
See you next time. Bye, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Rachel Uncensored, the only place on the internet where you can find the uncensored version of me, Rachel Ballinger. I hope you enjoyed. If you did, please like, subscribe, or follow, or do whatever this platform tells you to do so that you can get notified every time I post a new episode. Love ya!
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.